Galatians chapter 6. Brothers, if a man is overtaken in a fault, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of the Messiah. For if a man thinks himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then he shall have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him who is taught in the word communicate to him who teaches in all good things. Do not be deceived, Elohim is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he shall also reap. For he who sows to his flesh shall reap corruption from the flesh, but he who sows to the Spirit shall reap life everlasting from the Spirit. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not faint. As we therefore have opportunity, let us do good to all men, especially to those who are of the household of faith. You see how large a letter I have written to you with my own hand. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised only lest they should suffer persecution for the torture stake of the Messiah. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, so that they may glory in your flesh. But may it never be that I should glory, save in the torture stake of our Master Yeshua the Messiah, by whom the world is nailed to me, and I to the world. For in the Messiah Yeshua neither circumcision avails anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace and mercy be upon them, and upon the Israel of Elohim. From now on let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Master Yeshua. Brothers, may the grace of our Master Yeshua the Messiah be with your spirit. Amen.